Valley Heights Mustangs Coach's Corner, a service of the Citizen State Banks, Parker C., Mustang Motors, Danes Automotive, Performance Ag, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on KNDY. We're now joined by Tony Trimble, head football coach for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Coach, you pick up win number 5 on the year, defeating Troy 80-7. What were some of the keys to picking up that big win?
Well, we got out early on these guys. Our varsity only got to play the first half. It was a game for us that we felt like we played better than we have been. Sometimes you get in games like that and your kids don't quite focus the way they need to and they don't continue to work to get better. And I think our kids continued that Friday night and used it as an opportunity to work. It was an all-around effort by not only our varsity kids but our young kids, offensively, defensively, and special teams. We scored on defensive play. We scored on a special teams play. And our young kids were able to put points on the board when they were in there as well.
Just 2 games remain here in the regular season. What are some of the things that you'll continue to work on?
We obviously got to focus on improving every day, regardless of what the scores of the games are. We hope there's more to our season than just winning one game on a Friday night. So we're building for the end and hopefully be playing deep into the playoffs. And we know the games will get tougher each week, and we know that we've got to improve each week. So we focus on the basics, like we've talked about before. We got to get better blocking, tackling, and just understanding our assignment.
You mentioned that the games from now on will start to get tougher. They do this week. You now play your final district game of the year as you hit the road against Jackson Heights. At least a lock at the second spot in the district and home field in the first round of the playoffs is on the line. What will your boys need to do to get that win?
We've got to control the offensive line. We've had some good games with Jackson Heights the last several years, and in fact, they've ended our season the last 2 years. I think our kids are a little hungry to go play them. You know, we've got to win the battle up front. We've got to be able to move the ball on offense, control the clock, grind out first downs, and then get some points on the board when we do that. Defensively, they've got some big offensive linemen, so we've got to do a really good job of controlling our gaps and not getting pushed around and letting our linebackers and our secondary guys run and make plays. It's going to be an exciting game, I think, and our kids, like I said, are really excited for this one because of the fact that they have ended our season the last 2 years.
We're speaking with Tony Trimble, head football coach for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thank you, Ben.
That's Valley Heights head football coach Tony Trimble here on KNDY.
If you're looking for a car, truck, van, or SUV, look no further than Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids. They have a great inventory. You're sure to find what you're looking for. And if you don't see it, Colby will help you find it. And they don't sell anything they don't warranty. But if you do need repairs further down the road, they have a full service department and a mechanic available. Plus, Mustang Motors has a full service professional detailing service. So stop by and see or check them out at MustangMotorsKS.com. That's Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids.
At the beginning of every crop year, you get only one chance to get it right. Start your season off with a seed you can trust, Plant DeKalb Astro. They have a full range of products that have proven themselves year after year. Parker Seed can provide the right seed for your environmental conditions. There's no room for error. Call Parker Seed to start your season off right. When you call Todd Parker, he'll put his knowledge and experience to work to help you make the right choices. Call today, 562-6687. That's 562-6687. Valley Heights Mustangs Coach's Corner, a service of the Citizen State Banks, Parker C., Mustang Motors, Danes Automotive, Performance Ag, and Blue Valley Technologies. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.